ever by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sign Point, Alaska.
You are listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sign Point, Alaska.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Trump White House is issuing a government-wide pause on federal grants, loans, and other financial assistance programs effective in 1 hour. NPR's Frank Ordonez reports federal agencies, states, and other organizations are now scrambling to understand what it means for them.
The temporary freeze could impact billions of dollars for research and education programs. But the White House insists this is not a funding freeze, but more of an opportunity to review financial assistance programs to ensure they're in line with the president's priorities. They're focused on ending programs like diversity initiatives, certain environmental programs, and the funding of non-government organizations that they see as a threat to national security. The officials say after the review, any activity that doesn't conflict with the president's priorities will continue as before. But critics of the program say that this blatantly disobeys the laws because these grants have already been approved by Congress. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Attorneys general from five states are pushing back against the Trump administration's funding freeze. In a virtually held announcement today, New York's AG Letitia James said the pause on federal funding is unconstitutional.
I am leading and joining with my colleagues, my fellow Democratic attorney generals, in suing this administration to stop this illegal freeze of essential funds for our state. We will not stand for any illegal policy that puts essential services for millions of Americans at risk.
New Jersey, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Illinois, and California are also part of the suit. President Trump says tech giant Microsoft is among the companies vying to take over TikTok. NPR's Bobby Allen reports a federal law requires a video sharing app to cut ties with China or face a nationwide shutdown.
When asked if Microsoft is in contention to buy some of TikTok, Trump said, quote, I would say yes. It follows NPR reporting that software company Oracle and Microsoft are working with the White House on a bid to take over the viral video app. Back in 2020, when Trump tried to ban TikTok, he tried to get Oracle and Microsoft to buy it. China rejected the deal. This time, however, it appears that Beijing regulators could be willing to accept a takeover. Experts say China may be seeing a TikTok sale as a concession to Trump, which perhaps could be used to push for tariff relief. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
The White House held its first press briefing of President Trump's second term at the start of the event. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt announced that Trump White House would increase new media's presence in the press corps, saying more people get their news from social media influencers and other content creators. U.S. stocks have ended the day higher, with the Dow closing up 136 points. The Nasdaq closed up 391 points, or more than 2%. This is NPR News. Blue Origin scrubbed this morning's launch of its new Shepard flight. On its website, the company, founded by billionaire businessman Jeff Bezos, discloses one reason was unfavorable weather. It says another was a problem with the booster's avionics. A new launch date has yet to be set. Blue Origin says the flight will simulate the moon's gravity and fly 30 payloads. Some doctors are prescribing some old-school medicine of social connection for patients struggling with loneliness, which the U.S. Surgeon General's office had warned has become a U.S. epidemic. NPR's Katie Riddle has details.
exercising together, eating well together, engaging in the arts, talking about emotions and feelings. These are some of the activities doctors are prescribing. Jerry Fusilier participated in one such program in Berkeley, California, called Community as Medicine.
And so I started watching, seeing all this stuff, and I came to the point to where I wanted to be involved, not just show up there and continue to be quiet. So gradually I would open up to people.
Fusilier says it helped him turn his life around. Even though these programs are starting to get traction, they're still rare. Katie Riddle, NPR News.
This week, the Federal Reserve's holding its first meeting of the year. Investors are waiting to see the Fed's next move on interest rates. Meanwhile, the conference board's released its consumer confidence reading, and it shows confidence edged down for a second straight month. The Dow's closed up 136 points. S&P was up 55. The Nasdaq closed up 391 points. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, gale warning Wednesday. Today, variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 5 feet with freezing spray. And Wednesday, northwest winds 35 knots, seas 6 feet with freezing spray. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, variable winds 10 knots, becoming northeast 25 in the afternoon, seas 4 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 4 feet with freezing spray. And Wednesday, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet with freezing spray. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 6 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, northwest winds 25 knots, diminishing to 15 after midnight, seas 5 feet with freezing spray. And Wednesday, north winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory through Wednesday. Today, southeast winds 15 knots, becoming north 30 in the afternoon, seas 7 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 9 feet with snow and freezing spray. And Wednesday, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 8 feet with freezing spray. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 13 feet with snow. Tonight, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 10 feet with freezing spray. And Wednesday, north winds 15 knots, seas 6 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, numerous snow showers, areas of blowing snow in the afternoon. Snow accumulation can be up to 3 inches. Highs in the lower 20s to lower 30s. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, shifting to northwest 15 to 30 in the afternoon. Tonight, areas of blowing snow in the evening, then numerous snow showers in the evening. Scattered snow showers after midnight. Snow accumulation can be up to 2 inches. Lows to 10 to 20 above, northwest winds 10 to 25 miles per hour. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers. Highs 15 to 25, north winds 15 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There is a high tide at 2:30 a.m. at 6 feet 1 inch, a low at 7:10 a.m. at 3 feet 10 inches, a high at 1 o'clock at 8 feet 3 inches, and a low tonight at 8:16, a minus tide of 1 foot 2 inches. Your sun rose at 9:39 this morning, and your sun will set at 6:10, giving us 8 hours and 31 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
John Fogerty is coming right at us with Rock and Roll Girls, and then the Culture Club with I'll Tumble for You. After that, Turn Me Loose by Loverboy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Now Michael Jackson's up next. Another Part of Me is turned loose. And then let's have some Single Bullet Theory doing Keep It Tight after that, Club Nouveau with Lean On Me.
Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
the chaplain's room. But before I go, there's some things you just gotta know. Keep it tight. Keep it tight. You gotta keep it
Talking Heads is next with Girlfriend is Better, and then Little Caesar by Blondie.
Who took the money? Caesar. My friends call me Elsie. My daddy's name the same and passed it on to me. I'm the good guy who finds Bob who wants to be your friend. I'll make you a happy ending. I loop the loop. I do it good. Gentlemen, perform my magic for ya, then I'll make my plan. When I'm gone, you feel so low, obsession out of hand. You'll find I'll linger in your mind. You can't forgive me, you won't forget me. You can't live with me, can't live without me. You'll find there's not enough.
You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Visit us online at www.apradio.org.
Pat Benatar is coming at us with Shadows of the Night, and then ESG with Erase You, and the Monroes with What Do All the People Know?
That you can't hide on the inside all the pain you've ever felt. Ransom my heart, but baby, don't look back, 'cause we got nobody else. We're running with the shadows of the night, so baby, take my hand, it'll be alright. Surrender all your dreams.
You could always speak your mind. You work so hard to say what's right. I watch you do it all the time. And when I called you on the phone, you said that
Grateful Dead's coming up with Feel Like a Stranger, then Jay Giles' band was Centerfold, and we don't have time for Heart, so I think I'm going to change things around a little bit and erase Centerfold, and we'll have Heart with What About Love. That'll take us to the top of the hour.
I can see clear through. Your eyes tell more than you mean them to. Lit up and flashing like the reds and blues. Out there on the neon avenue. But I
feel like a stranger.
Feel like a stranger. Thunder, we're restless and hot. You keep firing glances across the room, and I can't stop wondering just what you got. Get the feeling I'm gonna find out real soon. Still
is in the wheel. Get smoking round midnight. You shoot me a look that says let's go. Yes, and it feels just like running in red light. There ain't no point looking behind us, no. Still I
feel like a stranger.
Feel like a stranger.
And that's all.